Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Magic Radio Show. I'm your host. My name is Ron Ike. You can call me Ronnie with a Y. And today is Sunday, June 7th, 2015. And I'm excited because this month is Pride Month on my radio show. And it's all about being proud of who you are, whether it's gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered, whether you're a psychic or intuitive, you talk to fairies, angels, aliens, whatever you are, whoever you are, this month is for you. It's about being proud of who you are. And we're kicking off the month today. Today's show is all about coming out of the closet, whether that means coming out of your sexual closet in terms of your sexuality or coming out of your spiritual closet. And, you know, maybe you're afraid of what people might think if they find out you're psychic or something along those lines. I got some great shows lined up for you this month. Maybe you've already seen it on the website. Next week, I'll be talking with you about what realm you come from. If you don't know what that means, Doreen Virtue put together a course called Earth Angel Realms. And there's different realms, such as there's incarnated fairies, and there's incarnated angels, and incarnated extraterrestrials. So I'll be doing readings for you, talking about which realm you come from, helping you to be proud of that. I have a show about honoring your sexual energy, using your sexual energy in a positive way. I think that's important to all of us, particularly the LGBTQ community. I have some shows about issues that are facing the LGBTQ community. A lot of countries aren't as fortunate. I'm speaking to you guys from the United States, but, you know, Egypt is, and Russia right now, they have such horrible anti-gay laws in place right now. So we'll kind of be talking about that. And at the end of the month, I will be live in San Francisco at the Gay Pride Fest. I have a booth there. I'll be doing intuitive readings for you, and I'll be doing a radio show live. So if you want to stop by, I will be at the corner of Golden Gate and Larkin. You can find more by checking my website, www.ascensionmagic.com. Okay, so let's get into today's show. So the reason why you're listening is because it's all about coming out of the closet spiritually or sexually, and for a lot of us, it's both. You know, I have a website called Gay Light Workers. If you want to check that out, it's gaylightworkers.com, and it's all about how I believe that as LGBT people, we have a divine purpose right now on this planet in terms of balancing out the male and female aspects within ourselves and within the world, because there's been a lot of dominant male forceful energy, and as gay and lesbians, we balance that energy out, but we also teach people compassion and how to be strong and how to be who you are. And that's an important purpose. So you can check out that website. It's gaylightworkers.com. But on today's show, what I'll be doing first, I want to share with you my coming out story. And it's not a huge story, but I think it's kind of helpful to hear someone else's story. I want to take some calls from people who want to share what their coming out story was, or if you just want some advice about, you know, what can you do. I am an intuitive, so I do work with the angelic kingdom, so I can give you some intuitive advice if that's what you're looking for. I'm going to open up the chat room. So if you're on the website, you can go into the chat room and you can add your comments, or, you know, maybe you don't want to be on the show. If you're calling it, you don't want to be live on the air, you just want to put it on the chat room. You can post your question in the chat room or comments, and I'd be happy to get that on the air. I'm going to be doing a meditation today as well, the meditations to help us connect with our higher selves and just be really confident and proud of who we are, and to release some of the fears that I feel like we have. The chakras, if you don't know what the chakras are our energy centers, and the solar plexus is right behind the belly button, and it's this beautiful yellow color. That's our center of power. And a lot of people who are hiding from themselves tend to have that chakra shut down. And I want to work with you later on in the show to open that up, to help you feel safe for with who you are and feel powerful as a light worker, as a gay or lesbian or transgendered, or whatever it is that you identify with. You know, we'd like to use labels, but that's the way our world is. You are who you are, and I love you and respect you and accept you for whoever you are. So let me share with you quickly my story of coming out. And take from it what you will, but I knew that I was gay, oh God, ever since I was probably like 6 years old. And that's not always the case, but for me, I kind of had this knowing. And, you know, like, this was growing up in the early 80s, and, you know, it was hilarious because all the boys would be playing their sports, and I hated sports, and I had posters of Madonna up all over my room, and, you know, and I would just be just singing and dancing like the stereotypical gay guy, right? And now that's a stereotype, of course, but my parents knew that there was something really different about me, but they didn't quite put it together. And I got to tell you, like, parents don't have kids thinking, oh, my child's going to grow up and be gay. And that's important, which I'm going to share with you later on. You know, parents just have this perfect, they have this idea of, this is how my child's going to be. My child's going to be this. For traditional, like, stereotypical male dads, they get the image of this, you know, jock or whatnot. But in general, you know, like, you don't really know, like, the destiny of your child when your child is born. You just have this, you just think everything's going to just be this particular way, and then it throws you for a loop when you find out, oh my gosh, my son or my daughter is gay. So anyway, so here's my story. Like, I was in high school at the time, and I heard about this community center, right? This community center was a gay and lesbian community center, and they had a youth group for teens between the ages of like 14 to 19, and I was like, oh, this is exactly what I want to do. I got to go to this, because this was before the internet. I didn't know any gay people whatsoever. I thought I was the only one in the entire world. You know, like, I had no way to connect with people. So I'm thinking, this would be great. I'm going to meet all these people, and it's going to be great. So the problem is, though, it was way the heck on the other side of town, and we're talking like an hour drive away from my house. And in order to get there, like, I devised this plan. I told my parents, I said, because I was a really good student, and I told my parents that there was this open house for foreign language open house. Now, you know, what parent's not going to think that sounds ridiculous, right? Oh, foreign language open house, what the heck? What are you talking about? But I'm thinking, this is going to be great. I'm just going to tell them, Mom, Dad, I'm going to this foreign language open house. Can you just drive me there? I was a straight-A student, right? So I'm thinking, they're just going to drive me there. They're going to drop me off, and I'm going to get some, you know, it's going to be great, and I'll call them when I'm done, and they'll just pick me up. So anyways, we're like driving an hour to get to this place, and this community center is not what you would think, like a community center. This is like on some side street in Chicago. I grew up in Chicago. This is not like, you know, like a big community center, like out in what you would expect, right? It's this little place, like it was like someone's basement or something. So they're like, we're gonna go inside. We wanna just meet, you know, your teacher and everything. We wanna see what this is all about, because they had this feeling like something was wrong, right? Well, I immediately like put my hands in my lap, and I was like, oh God, I can't believe this is happening. I can't go inside. They're like, what do you mean you can't go inside? Like, we drove up here an hour. We're gonna go inside. So I stayed in the car, and they went inside. And apparently, like, I found out later, you know, there were, like, bins of condoms on the counter and posters everywhere that were saying, like, you know, support gay and lesbian rights and all this stuff. And it was really shocking for my parents. I could imagine what they were going through. But, you know, they came out to the car and were like, so what's up with this about foreign language? What's this, the big giant poster in there about gay and lesbian rights? And I didn't quite exactly come out and say, yes, I'm gay, but it was sort of like, it was obvious, like, okay, there's something going on. And it triggered this whole energetic battle in my family, because like I said, your parents don't think that, they don't expect, oh, my kid's going to be gay. And for my parents, okay, and this might be something that some of you might be going through too, it's almost like they feel like they've done something wrong. Like, it's my fault my child is gay or lesbian. I raised them weird, or I did something different. I fed them the wrong foods, or I babied them too much, or whatever. So we went through this whole thing with my parents, and my father in particular, who was very religious and, you know, just really had a hard time with it. He wouldn't really even talk to me for a really long time, and it was very painful. And I got to tell you that it's part of the process of healing. That's why we're here. We're here because we're teaching our parents tolerance and acceptance. We made a soul contract before we were born that we're going to have these particular parents, these particular life circumstances, so that I can teach this person and these people this particular lesson. On the other side of when you die and you look back, on the other side of the realm, like on the deceased, where all your deceased relatives are, there's no judgment and there's no, anything like that. It's just pure love. But on this side, unfortunately, that's not the case. And we're here to bring that love, right? So let me get on with my story. I don't want me to ramble with you guys, because I just want to share with you that it does get better. You hear that all the time. And it does get better because, as I grew older, as my dad started to understand that, wow, I was the same person I always was. And I went into the military. Believe that or not, I was in the military for 4 years, and that's a whole other story for another show. But when I was in the military, I was getting all these awards, and I was like doing the top of my ranks, everything. And my dad was so proud of me. And the older I got, the more he started to see, this is ridiculous. Like, my son is my son, and I love him for no matter who he is. And last year, I got married. I married, my husband. And I live in California, so I'm grateful that we have that ability to do that. And my dad was there and said this amazing speech and talked about, the journey it's been, how hard it's been, and how he's so proud of me and all these things. So if you're listening or if you're calling in and this is something you're struggling with, I want to tell you that be brave, be courageous, because it does get better. And one of my greatest influences in terms of coming out of the closet has been Harvey Milk. I'm sure you guys have seen the movie Milk. And Harvey Milk is amazing. I mean, too bad he got assassinated, right? But his message was really, it's important that we come out to be who we are so that we can dispel the myths out there, so we can show people that we're everywhere, that there's nothing to fear, that we should be proud of who we are. And I want to play a quick clip, in fact, that I found on the internet that it might bring you some inspiration. This is Harvey Milk. I'm not sure exactly when it was recorded, but it's about why it's important for you to come out.
My message to you is, so far, a lot of people joined us and rejected Proposition 6, and now we owe them something. We owe them to continue the education campaign that took place. We must destroy the myths once and for all, shatter them. We must continue to speak out, and most importantly, every gay person must come out. As difficult as it is, you must tell your immediate family, you must tell your relatives, you must tell your friends if indeed they are your friends, you must tell your neighbors, you must tell the people you work with, you must tell the people in the stores you shop in, Once they realize that we are indeed their children and we are indeed everywhere, every myth, every lie, every innuendo will be destroyed once and for all. And once you do, you will feel so much better.
So that was Harvey Milk talking about the importance of coming out, and I apologize for the quality. I know it's kind of hard to hear the audio, but the message is the same, that it's really important to be true to who you are. Now, especially if you're listening to the show and you're trying to come out of the spiritual closet, that is similar, but there's some different things that I'm going to talk about later in the show. I'm going to give you some steps, some advice, some pointers on how you can be confident with who you are and how you can, move forward fearlessly and be your true, authentic self. And it is really important that you are true to yourself. And the first thing you have to do is just be honest with yourself. You have to come out to yourself first. If you can't be confident with who you are and accept who you are, then no one else can accept you. So you really have to make sure that that's the first step, is that you're very, very confident with who you are. So later on the show, again, I'm going to have a meditation to help us connect with ourselves, and I'm going to give you some pointers on how you can come out of the closet and what you can do to just feel more confident. I got some people calling in, so I'm going to get to the phone lines. The way I distinguish your calls is I'll say your area code, and you know, if you're just calling to listen in, if you don't want to be on the show, just let me know, no problem. I'll go to the next call. I really don't have any way to know. So I'm going to start with the first caller who's called in from area code 201. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I'm listening to your show. Actually, I was prompted to call in because I had connected with you last week. You had done a reading for me, and I felt I should thank you. So I wanted to thank you for that because I connected with your energy, and I felt a familiarity with you. And I did appreciate that, and I just really did want to like take the time to say thank you for that, because I know as a reader, it is really important when people have gotten readings and they come back to you and say, "Wow, that really helped me." And I definitely wanted to tell you that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and as far as your topic, I'm not gay, so I don't relate to coming out of the closet in that respect, but I will say I'm coming out of an abusive marriage, and and also just having been in a relationship for 12 years, I can relate to what you're talking about in the sense that it's like refinding yourself in a sense, which I think is probably similar to when you come out of the closet as a gay person. It's like you're finally like being who you are, you know? And so I just wanted to make the parallel that people who are in abusive relationships and who have partners that are abusing them, they're kind of like in a fog and like lose themselves. And so then it's like, when you're clawing your way out of that abuse, it's kind of also like refinding yourself because you do lose yourself.
True. That's a great parallel. That's so true. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's very true. Like, you know, like sometimes you feel like, you know, and you're coming out of the closet as a gay person that the world is holding you down. And then when you finally break through that and step out of that, it's a whole new dawn and the grass is greener. So yeah, that's a great parallel. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, no, definitely. No, I mean, I found your show last week randomly. I just was guided by spirit. I was feeling really low.
That's amazing.
And
yeah,
I don't know if you remember me, but you knew immediately that I was a light worker and I'm connected to the fairy realm. Yeah.
I do remember speaking with you. Yeah, I definitely do. And I really appreciate you calling in and giving me that feedback because that gives me that confidence to keep moving forward, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I was going to email you. You have two emails listed on your website, so I wasn't sure.
I got to check that out.
Yeah, so I was like, you know, maybe...
The one that I typically will use is... I think there is two because I have two domains right now. It's just services at ascension-magic.com, and I'm working on an easier website or easier email because I know that's hard to remember. But
okay.
It's the one that says services is the easier one. But if you go on Facebook and go to,
I'm not on Facebook. I would have to email you.
Okay.
Yeah, but I did want to email you.
Yeah, it's the one that says services on there. So you find that you can find that one, and I'll definitely fix that. Thank you for pointing that out. I had no idea there was two different emails on there.
Yeah, there are. And actually, when I was on your website, though, it was interesting because you're also, are you still an educator? You're a teacher? Because I am well.
I'm a teacher.
And
I'm a high school teacher, yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm an elementary school teacher. And so I just felt, I was like, oh, that's interesting to me. And I don't know, just your energy.
Yeah.
I appreciated you. So I just wanted to come call in and say, you know, thank you for really helping me. And, you know, I'm going to get off the line so that people who actually are coming out of the closet can like take the time, but I didn't want to make the parallel that people who are in abusive relationships lose themselves as well. And you don't even remember who you are. And it's kind of the same. Yeah.
That's very true. Thank you again. And check the one that says services would be the right email. And if you want to email me, I'll definitely respond. I'm really good at that. And we can keep the conversation going. So.
Okay, I will do that. I will definitely do that.
Can you give me your name again before you go off?
Oh yeah, sure. My name is Jamila.
Jamila. Okay, I'm gonna write that down so I remember.
Okay.
Jamila, okay. I'm sending you.
It will come up on my email when I send it to you. Thank you. Oh, I appreciate that, Ronnie.
Perfect.
I do.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right.
So we'll talk.
You have a wonderful day. We'll definitely keep in touch.
You too.
Because it sounds like we have a lot
in
common. Yeah.
I know. Okay. Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye bye. So I want to thank Jamila for sharing that. I want to get to, I know we have some other callers calling in. I want to take your comments or get your feedback. I got another caller calling from area code 563. I'm going to get you on the air here. Hi.
Hi, I was just listening.
You're just listening. Okay, great. No problem. I like I said, I have no way of distinguishing between that. So I'm going to put you back on mute. But thank you for calling in. Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, so let's get back to our topic. Again, the topic of today is about coming out of the closet, coming out of both the spiritual closet as well as the sexuality closet, whatever it is that you identify with. And one thing that I'm guided to tell you guys is that it really takes a lot more energy to suppress who you are than it does to embrace who you are. If you think about how much energy it takes, putting a spring inside of a can. You know those cans where the snakes jump out? If you think about how much pressure it takes to push that spring down, right? You keep pushing it down, pushing it down, pushing it down. And what happens when you push it down to a certain point? It explodes back in your face, right? The universe will always find a way to boomerang the things you push away right back at you. And I in fact, there's a better saying that goes, what you resist persists. In other words, what you push away will find a way to boomerang right back at you. And that's so true. You'll find that you'll have dreams about things. You'll have nightmares, especially if it's, whether it's sexuality or think about even, say you're a medium. Say that you can talk to deceased relatives. And, you're ridiculed for that from the time you were a kid and people don't understand it. And you just decide, this is not for me. You turn it off. But the universe and the angels come back to try to bring it out of you because that's your divine life purpose. That's why you're here. So it's going to keep coming up to the surface until you embrace it and say, you know what? This is who I am. This is what I'm here to do. And it's time that I'm proud of that. It's time that I stepped up and said, you know what? This is why I'm here. Unfortunately, though, religion, and this is not to say that anybody that follows a particular religion is wrong or anything along those lines, but religious influences have really, in a lot of ways, been detrimental to a lot of groups of people, to gay people, to African Americans, to women, to spiritual people. You know, they say oh, you do tarot readings, you're a work of the devil. That's just evil and wrong. And I find this all the time. And as Jamila was saying, I'm a high school teacher. And I do tarot readings with my kids, and they love it. They think it's great, as a reward, right? But some of the kids I can tell who are brought up pretty strict religious, they kind of look at me like, oh, I don't know, Mr. Egg, this is against my religion. And they kind of give me this talk, and I honor and respect that totally. But it's just sort of it's a shame to me because this is what I want you to understand. God, whatever you believe in, if you want to call it God, you call it Source. I'm going to say God makes no mistakes. Everything that is created is in divine order, and your gifts and your talents and your abilities, whatever that is, comes from that source. So if you're a medium or if you're psychic or if you're gay, whatever that is, that came forth from the same force that created you. And it's important that you embrace that and understand that. So why is it that it's wrong for spiritual people to be successful and have money? Because there's something in our religious background and our influences of our culture that have said, no, spirituality cannot be associated with money. Money is the root of all evil. And there's all these different, beliefs and thought patterns that have been detrimental in a large way to our society and to our collective consciousness. Now, thankfully, we're at a time where this is changing. We're at a time where we have, the indigo children, as a new generation of children, are bringing down these systems, changing these systems. The Catholic Church has a pope that has said, who am I to judge? And how amazing that Ireland, which is one of the most Catholic nations, and Catholicism is pretty anti-gay, I can tell you because I was brought up Catholic, you know, one of the largest Catholic countries, by a popular vote, voted for gay marriage. And that's amazing. And now in the United States here, within the next couple of weeks, we're waiting to see if the Supreme Court is going to vote. Well, they're going to vote, but what are they? What is the decision going to be? Are they going to, what's going to happen with that? I mean, that's whatever's on everyone's mind. And hopefully we can have a great celebration this summer and celebrate all the wonderful differences that people have. And hopefully if you're with somebody and you can't get married right now, my fondest desire is that you can. Everyone should be allowed to be with the person that they love. We're not talking about marrying a rock or a stone. We're talking about a person with human feelings, with a heart and a soul. And it's so beautiful that everyone should have that ability and a desire, should have the right to do that, basically, is what I'm trying to say. Everyone should have the right to do that. So anyways, let me give you some, I got some other calls coming in, but let me give you some advice. If you're trying to come out of the closet, like I said before, the first thing you should do is admit it to yourself. Be honest with yourself. And that's what it stems from first. Another thing to think about is that there's really no rush on it. It's not like you have to, like, I just got to come out, like, right now. Like, you know, you'll know when the time is right if you listen to what your intuition is saying to you. You'll know exactly when the time is right, okay? My biggest advice to you is to first share who you are with close friends that you know will accept and trust you. And this is true whether you're psychic and a medium, or whether you're gay and lesbian, or even transgendered, whatever it is that you want, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be those two things. It could be anything. Finding someone who's like-minded and that you feel comfortable around, that you'll know that I can share this with this person. You'll feel better because you're getting it out of your system, and you can feel yourself around that person. So it's kind of like you're first being yourself around a small group of people and building yourself up to a bigger group, to your family, and then more friends, and then anyone, right? When I first came out, like, I was out to my family, but I wasn't out to my coworkers. I wasn't out to people on the street. And there's just been so much fear about, you know, being gay, that it was ingrained in my consciousness until part of me realized that, you know what, I'm creating these situations. We have the power to change it. By thinking that people are against me, by thinking that people are to get me, that's what's happening in my life, because that's what I'm creating, right? You can create anything you want in your life. If you want to have a coming out that's going to be peaceful and loving and bring blessings, then think about that and ask for help with that and pray for that. So whatever you pray on, whatever you think about, that's what will manifest. So there's some particular angels that you can call upon for assistance with coming out and being honest with yourself. The main one is Archangel Michael. And I talk about Archangel Michael all the time. Archangel Michael is the head angel that gives us courage and knows our divine life purpose. And he has a sword of light, and he will cut away cords of fear and give you confidence. And he will protect you as well from harm. So you can ask Archangel Michael for help if you're feeling afraid of who you are, or afraid of things happening in your life, afraid of the world, whatever it is that you might be afraid of. Archangel Michael will give you that support to help you. Another one, an archangel, is Archangel Raguel. It's R-A-G-U-E-L. And Archangel Raguel is the angel of harmonious relationships and peaceful resolution. So if you have already come out and you're having trouble and difficulty with family members that aren't accepting, or there's been arguments and whatnot, Archangel Raguel can help to bring peaceful resolution to that. Or if you're praying that when you do come out that it's peaceful and loving, Archangel Raguel can assist with that. And in fact, indeed, that's what he wants to do. So call upon Raguel to do that. Archangel Raphael as well is another one. Archangel Raphael is pretty famous, the healing angel that will help you to heal, will help heal the situation, heal yourself. As Jamila mentioned, if you're getting over an abusive relationship, And there's some emotional healing that needs to happen there with loving yourself or just healing scars of mental and physical abuse, whatever it is. Archangel Raphael can help with that to help you move forward and give you that confidence. Last, and these are from the angels, Archangel Metatron will help you with your chakras. I talked about the solar plexus earlier, but Metatron will help you to heal energetically, to heal your energy system so that your chakras are in alignment and that you feel more confident with who you are. Those are just some of the archangels you can call upon. I do have a podcast on the archangels. If you want to listen to that, I'll tell you a little bit more about the other archangels. But those are the main ones that came to my mind. So let's review really quick here. So I said that first you have to accept who you are, right? There's no rush, your own time. Come out to close friends and people that you feel you can trust first before you take that leap to the big step, right? Okay. And the next thing I want to talk about is give time to process. Give time to process, particularly if this is a gay or lesbian or that kind of any type of along those lines, but also for spirituality. If you're trying to tell your family that, hey, I'm psychic and they're super religious, that's not going to be easy for them, you know, much less if you're psychic and you're gay, right? That's like a double whammy. Or let's say you're psychic, you're gay, you're African-American, and you're a woman. Woo! Quadruple whammy. But anyways, what I'm trying to get at is give people time to process. Everybody processes things in their own way. So you might have this expectation, oh, you know, mom and dad are going to be this particular way, and then they're not. Or if you're telling your best friend or your coworker, you have to understand that everybody has their own way of dealing with things, of processing things. And that's why it's important for you to pray and ask for Archangel Michael to be with you so that you can have that protection from any harsh energy that might be coming at you and to give you confidence to keep rising above anything that comes your way. Okay? So give them time to process. Be prepared for people's reactions because you never know how people are going to react. Right now, you hope that it's not going to be crazy, but, you know, let's be honest, like, depending upon your situation, where you live, or where you brought up, I mean, especially if you're, you know, a young gay male, like, some parents will throw their kids out on the street, and as sad as that sounds, that's truth. And I don't say that to scare you, but there is some, you know, your situation more than I do, so just pay attention to your own situation. If you feel like you're in danger or there's something that might happen along those lines, then obviously go with what your gut tells you. Maybe talk to, just keep it to close friends or talk to a counselor or somebody that's more professional before you take that step. But obviously eventually you do want your family to know who you are. But maybe if you're really young, you know, you have your whole life ahead of you. You don't need to, like, oh, I'm 13, I got to come out right now and tell them. You know, they'll in due time, right? There's a time and place for it. But the biggest thing is to be confident with who you are and for you to accept who you are, right? That's the first step before anyone else can do that. I would say, too, that coming out simple would be better. You don't need to do this grand, elaborate, oh, I'm going to put on a play and I'm going to just, like, you know, have ridiculous, like, music playing. I mean, you know, like, that was as fun and amazing as that sounded. If you have a family that will embrace that, great. But I would say simple and to the point. And also in person, right? I mean, if you could do Skype, I guess, that's kind of in person. But I wouldn't say like a text message or a email would be like the best way to come out to your family because it's sort of impersonal and it's kind of, in a way, it's cowardly. You have to face it, right? And if that, I guess that's better than not doing it at all, but I don't think that that's the best way. I think that in person is very much the way, because this is a very personal part of who you are. You want to embrace that and share that with people from your heart, right? So I think that it's important that you do that face-to-face and speak clearly and to the point, right? You don't want to be laughing and giggling about it because it's a very serious thing about yourself. So that was just some of my advice of coming out, like, sexually. But let's say that on the flip side of that, we were always talking about coming out of the closet in terms of your spirituality and who you are. I got to tell you, the world needs you right now to be who you are. We need you so much. The world is in, we're changing, but there's so many things that need your love and need your light. And be that. That's why you're here, right? Like I said before, it takes so much more energy to suppress who you are than it does to embrace it. Okay? One of the ways that you can come out of the closet, like, is to, everywhere you go, when you introduce yourself, right, especially, like, let's say you're trying to get a spiritual business or something, start saying that to people. Like, you know, for example, people shake your hand, you say, oh, what do you do for a living? Start saying, well, you know, I'm a metaphysician and I talk to angels, or I'm psychic, or whatever it is that you do. Start to introduce yourself with that, because you're affirming that to the universe, right? And you got to not worry about what people think, okay? And I know that's difficult, but that's our biggest fear. And in fact, I want to read you something from Marianne Williamson. Do you guys know who she is? Marianne Williamson, she's an author and a speaker, and I want to say that she wrote Course in Miracles. I could be wrong on that, but this is, and sometimes this quote, this little speech gets credited to Nelson Mandela, but it's really not. It was her who said this. And she says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. And it's not just in some of us. It's in everyone. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. And as we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And it's beautiful. It's exactly what I was saying. And it's what Harvey Milk was saying, that as you come out confident with who you are, you give other people permission to do the same thing. And it's like a chain reaction. And it dispels those myths. I got to tell you, when I was in the military, people were like, you're gay? What? How's that possible? Because I was this total, like, normal guy. You know, like, I was just, you can't just look at me and be like, oh, he's gay. Like, you can't look at anybody, really. I mean, but they, like, my friends that I made, it changed their life because they had this perception, well, if you're gay, then you must be like such and such. Or if you're psychic, you must be like such and such, you know. And having them realize, you know what, Ron's a really cool guy. And I love him, and I accept him for who he is, and it's about time that I start accepting other gay people. So that's sort of a chain reaction. Now, when they meet other gay people, they won't have that perception. They'll know that, you know, this is just a person like myself. But it took me to be confident and to be courageous and to come out and say and be confident with who I am. The same is in the classroom. Like, I wasn't always comfortable telling my students that I was gay. I'm a high school teacher. And I was thinking, oh, my students are going to, like, you know, kids can be cruel. They're going to make fun of me, and they're going to laugh about me or whatever. But this is a truth story, honest to God. When they found out I was getting married, they wanted to come to my wedding. They're like, can we come to your wedding? I was almost, like, in tears, because that's how much our world is changing. Like, when I was in high school, I couldn't imagine that the students around me, my fellow students, would want to go to a gay wedding, much less embrace it. It's just the times are changing. And the more that we come out of the closet, the more that we embrace who we are and be what we're here to do, the better the world's going to be. And it's a chain reaction. So I share that speech with you because to tell you, sometimes our fear is just being afraid of ourselves. And we fear what other people think, yeah, but sometimes we're just afraid of our own power. And that could be from religious influences. It could be past life influences. It could be people around you, worried about what they think. You know, it's all kinds of factors in there. But remember, and I'm going to repeat this again, as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. It is safe for you to be powerful, dear one. Don't forget that within you is a divine spark of consciousness that no one else has. It's beautiful. and it's important to be who you are, right? So let's play a quick little fun thing here. I want you to know that. You were born that way, yeah, woo! A little fun little clip there. But yeah, getting back to what I was talking about, it's coming out of the closet spiritually is who you are, right? As you introduce yourself to other people, start saying that's who you are. I talk to angels, or I am psychic, or I am medium, like, or whatever it is. If you're trying to get a spiritual business, if that's what your hope is, go out and get a business license. Because then you're making it real, right? If it is your desire to open up a healing practice or something, like maybe do Reiki or some type of energy work, make it real. Go out and get a business license. Say, this is what I do. They're not very expensive. I got a business license last year. It cost me like $60. And you put it up in a frame. You put it up on the wall. And it says your name. And it says the name of your business, right? And it's putting it into action. Because creation is thought, word, and deed. You could think something in your mind, like, oh, yeah, I want to help people. But then you don't take action steps on that. So it's really, like, you should think about what you want, take action about what you want, and then talk about what you want. So it's saying what you want, who you are, affirming that. It's thinking about who you are, and it's doing who you are. And all three of those are a cycle. When you think about something, you become that. When you become that, you say that. And when you say that, you think it, and then you become it. And it becomes this endless cycle of more and more going in the direction that you want to go. You might want to also get a website. I have a website if you want to check out what my website looks like, ascensionmagic.com, kind of gives you an idea. There's a million different websites out there. I would say, like, just come from your heart and if you're doing a spiritual-based business, it's important to share with people what you have to offer. It's important to come from a place of love and try as much as possible to put your ego on the side. It's kind of like, here's what I can offer you. Here's the services I provide from a place of love. And people will respond to that because you're coming from your heart. And people can feel that energy, right? So that's my advice to you for that. You should probably get business cards. Business cards are the easiest. You can go to Office Depot, buy a stack of like, you know, 1,000 business cards, print them on your own computer. It doesn't have to have anything fancy. You just have your name and what you do and a number. And you just go around and maybe you don't want to start talking to people when they introduce yourself. Give them a business card first, maybe. Here's my card. This is what I do. Or just go around town, post it around town, put it in the library. Whole Foods, or any kind of place like that. Anywhere you feel guided, just start putting yourself out there and just take those steps and just be confident with who you are, right? Business cards are great, and people will be drawn to your business card. The angels will, as Jamila said, she was drawn to my website or whatever, my radio show. You'll be drawn to the right people at the right time. It's just the way the universe works. You'll know, and people will be drawn to your website and to your business card. So put that out there. Last thing I want to share with you guys is affirm that people accept you. Affirm it. If you're fearing, it's like The Secret. If you affirm, you think in your mind, you know, oh, people aren't going to accept me. Or people are, what if this person thinks that? And what if this person thinks that? What you're really saying is, universe, please bring me more of people who don't accept me. Universe, please bring me more of that. It's like a giant Xerox machine, whatever you think about, even if you say not or whatever, the universe is going to bring you that. If you've read The Secret, you kind of know what I'm talking about. There's some other good books out there. Conversations with God talked about that. You Can Heal Your Life talks about that, about the power of your thoughts. But affirm that people accept you and affirm that it's easy for me to be who I am. I am comfortable with myself. I love myself. People love me. I am proud of myself. Continue to affirm these things every day. And as you look in the mirror, say that to yourself. Look right at yourself in the mirror and say, you are beautiful. You are powerful. I accept you. Everyone accepts you. Like, keep thinking those thoughts, and that's what will manifest into your world, and that's what Well, that's what will happen. That's the way the universe works. That's the law of the universe. Now, if you listen to my show before, you know that I work with Angel Tarot cards, and I have a deck of Archangel Michael cards here, and he's, like, pushing me to draw the cards for whatever reason. Archangel Michael, as I mentioned, will be the angel that will give you confidence, give you courage to move forward. He's telling me to also work with Raphael. So I'm going to ask, what message Archangel Michael has for all of us right now that are listening, whether you're listening right now live or you're listening later on playback, what is the message that you would like to give? Okay, here it is. And Archangel Michael is telling us, the person that you're asking about is trustworthy. And that's interesting. So I'm trying to see what this means in terms of the show. But it could mean that if you're thinking about getting into a relationship, the person you're asking about is trustworthy. If you're thinking about coming out to a particular person, this is all about coming out, right? That person's trustworthy. You can trust this person. And you know that you'll be protected because Archangel Michael only is there to protect and help you, right? There's another message that goes along with it. And Archangel Michael is telling us to spend more time outside. Spending time outside to help us hear the angels and to clear old toxic beliefs. If you have a lot of fear that's pent up because you're afraid to come out, or if you're just a really sensitive person and you're picking up everyone else's energy, going outside with nature and the trees and the forest can help to dissipate that and to bring you back to yourself, okay? A good thing to do, too, is to visualize a golden white sun or halo above your head. Bring that into your head, into your crown chakra, into your body, clearing everything down out your feet into the ground, returning you to the truth of who you are, and then pulling up energy from the earth, up through your feet, up into your stomach, out your heart, up your head, and out into the universe again. And it's like resetting the switch. Now, I'm going to ask Archangel Raphael, too, he's a healing angel, what message he has for us. Anyone that's listening now, live or later on rebroadcast. Okay, this is the message he says. He says, get a good night's sleep. It's important for you to rest. These are challenging times right now, and the times up ahead are going to be more challenging as we keep moving forward. But it's not just get a good night's sleep. It's also as you sleep, asking for the angels to be there to heal you in your sleep, because you go off to this other realm when you sleep in your dreams, and the angels are there teaching you, healing you, giving you some advice and clearing away the day for you. And you'll find that as you rest, you'll have all this increased energy to do what you want to do. You'll feel renewed, and you'll get solutions in your dreams too. The angels are always there to give you solutions. So I like working with the tarot cards. It kind of is a nice way to see what the angels are saying. There's some great ones you can get out there. But you can always call in to do an angel card reading with me. I do it on Saturdays. If you want to do that, be happy to, or you can do a professional one. Just check out the website for sure. I think I kind of talked about a lot of the things I wanted to talk about for today. I know I still have to get to a meditation, and I hope that wherever you are, that you realize that it's important to be authentic, to not hide from who you are, to tear down your walls, to show the world how beautiful you are, because you're a divine light of love, and it's much needed right now. Okay, so we're going to do a meditation right now, okay? And this meditation is going to help us remove blocks, and you can listen to it again if you want to just go back and listen to the rebroadcast of the show. But I invite you to go to a place, you know, where you can sit. Or if you want to lay down, that's fine too. But just a quiet place where you can enjoy the meditation. And I'm going to put on some music, and we'll go through it, okay? All right. Going to do is just breathe in together and out. One more time, just breathe in, letting good energy in, and breathing out, releasing all that no longer works.
Anytime you breathe in, you're feeling renewed energy come into you. We're asking all the heavenly spiritual help to be with us right now. We ask Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Zadkiel, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Ariel, Jesus, and any available spiritual help to be with us right now. Feel the angels come near you now. They're wrapping their wings around you. Beautiful. Archangel Michael, please cut any cords, any fear that may be keeping us from our divine life purpose. Come near and release all the blocks and sabotaging that we do of ourselves, fear of what others may think. We lift this from the very core of ourselves to you, into the light, right now. Blaze your beautiful violet flame of transmutation through our aura. And let all old limiting self-beliefs dissolve away. We gain courage, confidence, to move forward on our day. Anyone that has harmed us this lifetime or any lifetime, we forgive. We move forward with love. We move forward and we are in this present moment. Beautiful, renewed, and alive. So we're going to bring our attention to our solar plexus, which is the area of our belly button. And imagine a beautiful yellow sun that's spinning and growing around. Chakra is our solar plexus chakra, the center of our power. We are strong. We're going to affirm, it is safe for me to be powerful. 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 As we walk forward on our journey, we know that we're always protected. Looking forward to what lies ahead. Know that you are connected now to your higher self. And imagine that your higher self is coming forth now to bring a message to you. And ask your higher self, what changes would you like me to make right now? Angel, higher self, what changes like me to make right now at this moment? Listen to what you receive and what you feel guided to do. Write it down later if you need to do that. But know that the angels are all with you. I invite you now to place your hands over your heart. And as you do that, you're going to take your hands, move them out away, opening your heart chakra so that you may be filled with love. And I ask that any healing that needs to come forth, any healing, whether conscious or unconscious, anything that needs to come forth right now for our highest good, please, angels, give us this healing. We are indeed divine angels. We are indeed moving forward to a higher vibration of love. We easily leave behind what no longer serves us. We easily move forward. We are confident, pure, happy in love. We know that we're here to do what we're here to do. Thank you, God. Thank you.
so beautiful. I can feel the angels with us, and I'm so grateful for all the energy of all my listeners who have added to this meditation. It's important that we drink water. It's important that we go outside and just feel that joy, that renewed sense of joy that we feel, and we continue to move forward. So it's going to be an amazing next couple of weeks. I'm looking forward to, again, the Supreme Court and what they're going to say about gay marriage. It's going to be exciting. And I look forward to all the amazing things that you are going to do in your life as a light worker, as a healer, as a teacher. And I sincerely hope that you're able to embrace that, whatever that is, and share that. Put your message out there for others so we can continue to do that chain reaction like I talked about. As you be who you are, you give permission to other people to be who they are. Okay? So, again, there's some great shows coming up for you next Saturday. If you want to get an angel card reading, call in to do that. I'll be doing realm readings with you, so we can do that. All throughout the month, I'll be helping you feel proud and confident with who you are. There is a show about, again, issues facing LGBT people. And there's just good energy that I put out there to help and assist in these times of challenge in the world. So I thank you all for listening. I know I'm ending the show a little bit early today, but what needed to come forth has come forth. So I invite you to follow the show. Click follow on Blog Talk Radio, and you can keep up with all the newer episodes that are out there. Also, check out the website, ascensionmagic.com, and Facebook, also facebook.com/ascensionmagic. Please know that in my heart of hearts, I'm sending you so much love, and I pray that your journey is simple and full of peace, and that you have peace in your life, okay? And know that all is well, and I'm going to end with some love.